Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, my daughter and announcer, since she was in the second grade, Logan. I appreciate everybody being here with me today. I know that we're into the busy time of the year, even though not that many people are traveling. Still, a lot of people are, and a lot of other things going on, family things. Some people staying away from that. Some people haven't changed too much. But whatever your situation, delighted to talk to you. This is a time of the year when you can work it in around all the family and holiday and various other things that are going on at this time of the year, even some football and sports, even though that's changed a lot this year. You still need to allow some time for this landscaping stuff because this is such an important time to do a lot of it. And we'll talk about that. Give me a call at 866-444-3478. I got an email from somebody asking about how to use quite a volume that they have access to of dehydrated cow manure. Once cow manure is dehydrated, you can use it pretty much straight. You can pulverize it and put it out on turf in beds as part of the bed preparation or anything without too much trouble, with one little caveat, or sometimes a big caveat, and that is that if the cattle have been grazing on pasture where those recalcitrant pesticides, herbicides have been used, specifically clopyrrolid and picloram, those things don't break down very fast, even under a composting situation. They will eventually. You can break down anything. You can break down nuclear waste given enough time. But those two herbicides, and there's some others that are just about as bad. Roundup is horrible in another completely different way. It rather than doing what the picloram and clopyrrolid will do, it affects microscopic plants, bacteria in the gut of livestock, pets, wildlife, and people. That's why you're seeing the lawsuits and everything building on it, although they're not even targeted at exactly the right thing. They're targeted, the ones you see on television and radio are all targeted at cancer. And I'm sure that there's some direct and certainly indirect relationship there, but the Roundup, the glyphosate that is out there so heavily all over the place being used in GMO technology plantings and agriculture and everything, it gets into the bacteria of the gut, and that that harm to the gut causes a chain reaction that causes stress in the body that leads to other degenerative diseases, not just cancer, things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and autism in children and all kinds of things. And if you are hearing that for the first time, we've got tons of backup data on dirtdoctor.com and even more really on TORC website, Texas Organic Research Center. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and you click on the green button at the top of the page, TORC, TORC, that stands for Texas Organic Research Center. We have the information from a lot of different sources specifically about Roundup and about the picloram and clopyrrolid and other toxic chemicals that, unfortunately, people are still out there recommending. Dicamba, 2,4-D. 2,4-D, you know, there's these clowns recommending 2,4-D on just a cavalier, regular basis to kill weeds that are really easy to kill with vinegar and the non-toxic products. And that stuff has been directly related to cancer in dogs and cats very, very strongly now for years. Our friend down in San Antonio with Dr. Dan Kirby, when he has patients come in, and unfortunately he has a lot of them, that come in with their little pets with cancer problems, he just as a routine asks them, do you use toxic herbicides on your property? And the relationship, now it's not scientific, but it's pretty good evidence that it's a problem. Extremely high percentage of those clients of his, and other vets are saying the same thing, have been using the herbicides on their yards, and their pets come down with cancer. And, you know, it makes sense. The poor little animals are running around with their little bare paws and their noses stuck down in it. They're more susceptible to those kind of things than we humanoids are. But don't be fooled by people saying that if you follow the label directions that it's okay to use the stuff. It's not. It's not at all. And maybe the most important thing is that the natural organic program that we recommend works better and works better in every way. One of these clowns that recommends the toxic chemicals all the time and the synthetic fertilizer says the only reason that organic gardeners have success, and in some cases it looks like even better success with their growing operations and planting, is that they're more careful gardeners. Well, there might be something to that. They definitely are smarter. But the other thing is that when you use technology that specifically hurts microorganisms, the life in the soil, you are going to not have as much luck in growing operations and a reduction in pest problems as you do with the organic program. Every time you put out a high nitrogen synthetic fertilizer, whether it's Miracle-Gro or Scotts Bonus S or, you know, anything in between, all the synthetic fertilizers are bad. The only ones that kind of semi-move toward being halfway decent to use are synthetic fertilizers that have had carbon added to the product somehow or another, either a humate or a biochar or something like that. Because the big thing, there's all kind of problems with synthetic fertilizers. One of the biggest problems is there's no carbon. There's no energy in those fertilizers. And those salt fertilizers have to get some carbon to work. Well, where do they get it if it's not in the product? They get it out of the soil. They rob the soil of carbon. That's what causes the carbon to go away. And the synthetic fertilizers volatilize into the air, the nitrogen does to a great extent, and they're soluble, so they leach down into the groundwater, they wash away. Just the problems are over and over and over again. So that's why we recommend it. Dehydrated cow manure, no problem, except for the possibility of being contaminated with those toxic herbicides. You know, there's just a circle. It just keeps going round and round and round. Horse manure is great, too. One of my most successful early commercial projects used specified, somebody else designed it and specified horse manure used in the bed preparation. Man, the ground cover grew great. The shrubs established and did beautifully. It was my first experience, really eye-opening. You know what else grew great? Every weed you can imagine. Horse manure, the weed seed just go right through. Cows don't seem, and goats and other things, other animals don't seem to have as big a problem. It seems like the weed seed are destroyed a little bit better than the horse's gut does. But anyway, the best bottom line way to use a lot of dehydrated cow manure like this question that came in would be to put it into a compost pile and add other carbon, leaves and brown stuff, ground up tree trimmings, things like that, which has protein and carbon and organic fertilizers to it, so that you compost it at a little bit higher temperature and you compost it a little bit longer. That does take more time, adds to the cost, but you make it a better product and you eliminate those herbicide potential contaminations, which are fairly high, unfortunately. Here's Steve. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, if you can hang on with me, my long-windedness, we're about to go to a break. So hang on. Now you'll be first when I come back. I'll also tell you about the Ulrich Storage and Sheds, their garages and finished cabins. In fact, I'll just do it now. You can go to their website and see these things. They're wonderful. It's telephone number 520-GET-SHED or go to myperfectshed.com. Their telephone number, if you want to just call them direct, is 520-438-7433. Extremely high quality cabins, storage buildings, additions to your house, additions to your art studio, whatever you're doing, I recommend them. Ulrich is U-L-R-I-C-H. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The the best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and we just had another guest on the mystery photograph. I'm a little surprised. I thought people would have gotten it by now. The green ash was the guest. We've had maple guest and green ash. Those are not correct. So if you still want a chance to win our online course, take a look at the mystery photograph. It's right on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. The photograph at the top, click on the little round button under it on the far right, and the mystery photo will come up. You can send us an email to info@DirtDoctor.com. Or call me on the show here, as Steve and Joe have, and I'm going to them right now. But the number is 866-444-3478. David was brought up something about fertilizer related to NPK and pH, the chemistry of fertilizer, and I'll get into that in a minute. That's a good point. I should have added that to that discussion. Let me see who's turned first. Steve in Emory, Texas. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Howard. Hey, I wanted to get your advice on this. I'm looking at putting in some trees. I've got about 70 acres of timber, and it's a really good mix of hardwoods. There's a lot of different kinds of oaks and then eastern cedar. Okay. Not really any pines, which I'm okay with that. I don't really want to put pines in here. Okay. But I heard that chestnuts, there's a variety now that I guess doesn't have whatever problem they had before. Was it blight or a beetle or something that wiped them out?
Yeah.
Is that true?
A certain amount of truth to it, but I tell you, I don't see much of it happening in the industry. You could give it a try, but I would, and I can't remember offhand what the specific varieties that are being recommended now are. There's one that's been at the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens for years and years, and it's kind of an interesting-looking tree, but I don't think it's ever had any chestnut production. If you do it, just keep it to a minimum number of trees, And rather than chestnut, look at chestnut oak. You know, it looks like a chestnut and would be a whole lot healthier tree for you to use.
Okay, chestnut oak.
Uh-huh.
What about cherry trees? Not like the kind for, you know, that provide the cherries, but like cherry wood. Is there a variety that, and I've got a real sandy soil too, by the way.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways you could go there. There's a plant that's native to this part of the world called the black escarpment cherry, and it's a beautiful tree. I talk about it in a lot of the projects where I'm consulting as a tree that we should use more. I've got one in the backyard that's just beautiful. It comes out with white flowers in the spring and then real pretty green foliage, and then it has yellow fall color. There's another tree that is somewhat related that grows all over the country. I've run into it in other botanical gardens other than just here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I have one at the office and one at home as well, and it's called Red Canadian Choke Cherry, choke cherry being all one word. And it comes out with white flowers in the spring and then has that beautiful lime green new foliage. And then that lime green foliage turns to a reddish purple, like a purple leaf plum, for the rest of the growing season. And then in the fall, which it just did for me, it turns a deeper, darker purple fall color. And it's a good one for you to add to the mix, too.
Okay. I was also thinking magnolia, but do you have any other tree recommendations?
What kind of trees do you have in there now? Do you have any hickory or pecan or anything like that?
Yeah, I've got a lot of hickory. I just planted one pecan up front last year, but I've got a place. There's a place kind of down in the lower bottoms that would be great for putting in pecans, like about a 2 or 3 acre little kind of stand of them.
Yeah.
So
I do
I have something in mind for pecans.
But I do that. I do some walnut. Walnut's great for the wood that you can develop, you know, with enough time. And also the walnuts are great. Black walnut.
Black walnut?
Yeah. And I'd plant some other oaks. There's some oaks that are just fantastic. The one that I just have become a huge fan of is the Mexican white oak. And it's an evergreen, real big, deep green, thick leaves, and it doesn't seem to have any problems really at all. There's another oak called a canby oak, and I've got one in my backyard, and we've got some at the office and some around the office, and they're great, but they are the kind of trees that you never know what you're going to get because they crossbreed so badly. Well, in your soil that you have, you don't care because all of the crossbreed cultivars or, you know, hybrids that you'd end up with will do well in the soil that you have. So even if pin oak is a large portion of the blood in the crossbreeding situation, it would still do well for you. Canby oak, C-A-N-B-Y, canby oak. It is an evergreen live oak. I mean, evergreen red oak.
Okay. And what was that choke cherry tree again? What was the rest of that name?
It's called Red Canadian Choke Cherry.
Red Canadian Choke
Cherry. And just about everybody out there listening to me right now across the country can grow that. It's a tree that's very well adapted. The only slight negative about it will sometimes send up suckers from the roots, but they're easy to control, not a big problem. Hope that helps you. I got to run.
All right. Thank you,
Talk
Howard.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Joe and Olivia, you'll be next. I'll be back.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border.
You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. If I'm a headset here, I believe it is, yes, Joe's turn. Mustang, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing today,
doing
this morning?
Well. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you. Hey, I just wondered how the Dallas-Fort Worth pecan crop was this year.
Very erratic. I've heard.
Oh,
from,
yeah?
Yeah, I've heard from people that had real good production, and I've heard from people who had nothing. And in between, I think it was a combination of the fact that some people irrigate and some people don't. And we had real heavy rain, you know, early in the season, and then we had the extremely hot weather that moved in real fast. And so I think some people had some real good production, and some people had terrible. It was just all over the map this year.
Yes, sir. I have one more quick question for you. I don't know if you know anything about it or not, but do they still have, like, on the southeast side of Dallas County, problems with wild hogs?
Oh, yeah, hogs are a problem all over Texas. They're worse in some places than others. I don't know that we have a big problem right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but people in McKinney certainly do. People down in central Texas have a huge problem with them. Yeah, wild pigs are a problem for sure.
Yeah. All right, Howard, you have a great day today, okay?
All right, Joe, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Let's see what Olivia's up to in Mesquite, Texas. Hey, Olivia.
Well, hi, Howard. I've got a question about a product that I bought at a nursery.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a gallon of tree and shrub insect control. And the main ingredient, and I'll spell the name for you because I can't really pronounce it, the active ingredient is imidacloprid.
Imidacloprid is a toxic chemical that I don't recommend at all, Olivia.
That's what I was afraid of. So you think I should just not put it down at all?
No, it's ridiculous for anybody to use those kind of things because they're dangerous for you. They kill beneficial insects more effectively than they kill the targeted pests. You can use something like the Pure Grow Bug Stop that's cinnamon and clove, and it'll kill scale insects or any kind of insect that you are trying to control very well. Scale insects are commonly controlled with ultra-fine oils, the dormant and horticultural oils. They're made lightweight now, and they're very, very effective. They will kill beneficials, so you use them only if you really have a pest problem. That's one of the nice things about the Pure Grow product. The technology there is that they figured out a way with using the essential oils to kill insects that are pests very effectively and have a limited amount of harm to the beneficial insects. So I'd take back anything that contains imidacloprid, however you pronounce it, and get something that's an organic product.
Okay. Do they have any organic products that are a soil drench, or do you have to spray them on the tree?
Well, if it goes into the soil and it kills, you're doing damage to beneficial life in the soil. You're doing damage to earthworms and beneficial microbes and things like that. With the organic program, we just normally don't have a big problem with pests. Do you have scale? I see scale mentioned in the question here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On what kind of plants?
It's just on the crepe myrtle, and they're on the parkway. There's four of them. They've been there a long time, like 30 years.
Okay. Well, that's really easy to fix. What you need to do is do what's called the sick tree treatment. We just did we'll have a whole video short course on it pretty soon that we shot a few days ago. But in the meantime, you can just go to dirtdoctor.com, look up sick tree treatment, and apply it to your crepe myrtles. And the scale problems will vanish. They'll just go away.
Wow.
The most important step of the sick tree treatment is to expose the base of the plant, expose the flare. And some people call it a root flare. Some people call it a trunk flare. Some people call it just the base, and you know, the root base, the trunk base. It's got all kind of names. But basically what it is the bottom part of the trunk flaring out. And in most cases, especially with crepe myrtles, it's buried. It's underground. And when it's underground and not exposed to air and being able to breathe properly, the plant is in stress, and those white scale come in and attack the crepe myrtle. Now, you can spray the Pure Grow product. You can spray Garrett juice with 2 ounces of orange oil in it. You can spray the spinosad soap product. You can spray any of the organic sprays and kill the scale. But the scale insects will come back if you don't fix the reason they were there in the first place, which is the trees in stress. That's what the chemical pushers never get around to explaining to you. You know, they're interested in pushing and selling the chemical products. What we're interested in is setting up an immune system, and it's a different kind of immune system than animals have, so don't write me letters about that, but it is a form of immune system that plants have that that we create, we help to make better and stronger with the organic program. And when you do that, it's just amazing. The insect and disease problems go down or completely vanish. Mistletoe in trees will dry up and die. The sapsucker bird that drills holes in the trunk will go bother somebody else. Galls that are, you know, really, really heavy on the tree will go away. It's pretty amazing to see how the natural organic program works, and that you don't need the chemical toxic materials very much at all, if ever.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I think I'm going to work on the tree trunk. I've noticed that I try to expand the area around the crepe myrtles to give them just less grass around it. But the tree trunk, they're not quite buried really deep, but they're not really, have a dramatic flare to them. And I think that's maybe part of the problem, even though they've been there 30 years. You know, the scale, has started. I see it a lot.
Well, and I can tell you, Olivia, it's definitely the problem. And age has nothing to do with it. We've exposed live oaks in Fort Worth at the Radio Shack place that are 100 years old. We've exposed 5 feet of the base of the National Champion Pecan tree in Weatherford. There's a tree in Waco that we were initially involved in some down there that was probably at the time we met it in the 75 to 85 year old range, maybe older than that. 10 feet of soil was taken off that tree. So it has nothing to do with how old the tree was, how long it's been buried or anything like that. If it's too deep in the soil, it's going to be in stress and it's going to have problems and it's not going to be growing like it should be growing.
Yeah. Okay.
So get that flare exposed dramatically.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad I called because I really was hesitant about this. I haven't opened it, but evidently I was reading the instructions on it, and it just made me, question whether, and it's not a cheap product. It was like $60 for a gallon.
Sure.
And
imidacloprid is toxic chemistry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I noticed there were some warnings on the instructions about California. Do not use in California or something like that. And I thought, well, I guess they maybe have different laws there or something.
They have a lot of different laws, but in this case, they're right. They shouldn't be using it, but no state should be using it. Olivia, let me move on and help some other people. I appreciate the call.
Well, thank you so much, Howard. Have a nice day.
Talk to you later. Here's Betty in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Betty.
Good morning. I have a beautiful red Christmas cactus I got for Thanksgiving.
Good for you.
And I've had them before. And I usually sit them out in the summertime underneath the tree. Well, this last year, a squirrel decided it wanted my cactus.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And drug it all over the place. But I put it in a pot, covered it back up, and guess what? I've got two little blooms on it. But anyway, the one I got is so pretty, and I wanted to make sure I didn't abuse it, so I thought I'd call and ask what to do to it.
Well, the worst thing people do with Christmas cactus, Betty, is overwater them, kill them with kindness. So let them dry out a little bit in between waterings, and just keep them a normal amount of light, really bright light. Doesn't have to be in full sun at all, just bright light. And let that moisture level in the soil pulse, and your little Christmas cactus will just bloom up a storm for you.
Well, it is so beautiful. But I wanted to ask you about that, and I thank you for that. I sit it with the rest of my plants, the orchids and everything, in my window that it gets afternoon sun. And I do have a sunscreen that's over the outside to keep the sun from, especially summertime, from getting so
being
hot.
Too blazing hot, yeah. No, light is what it likes, and with that, you know, won't be bothered by that at all. That'll be good. Give it just a little bit of Garrett juice mixed, you know, in the recommended way, ready to spray, and you can put some on the foliage as well as in the soil, and it'll just keep blooming for you for a long time.
Oh, thank you. And I also have an orchid here that I called, oh, goodness, probably a couple of years ago, that it had put up a bloom, mm-hmm. and then after the bloom left, leaves formed on this particular stem. And I've got, several leaves now and roots, but the stem that it's hanging on is dead. Should I cut the stem off or leave it there?
Yeah, anything that's dead tissue, go ahead and cut away. And also use that Garrett juice as a fertilizer for your orchids. Judy discovered how well that worked some time ago, and it's one of the best things for most interior plants, but orchids really, really love it in particular. I appreciate the call, Betty. Got to move on.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We've got, one last segment for you. Sierra and Ann, it'll be your time. Maybe we can get one more. We'll just see how it works out. I'm Howard, and I'll be back.
Good-natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good-natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good-natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell, and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes 5-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or visit myperfectshed.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go to, is that Carrollton, Georgia, Sierra?
Yes. Hey, hi, how are you, Mr. Howard?
I'm doing great. Thanks for checking in. What's up?
I have a couple of questions on building a greenhouse, and I wanted to ask your opinion of the plastic. I'm in the South. I believe I'm Southern. So should I look at a plastic that is more shaded versus a clear, since from June to September, we're like, you know, 85, 90, 100, you know, for several months?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the direct sun coming through clear plastic sometimes can be a little hot on certain crops. I'm not an expert at all in what kind of materials they use and what portions of the light spectrum those, you know, the darkening things do. I tend more to use the clear plastic. That's what I use on my greenhouse. I go to one of the big box stores and I buy 8-foot long sections, and I cover the corrugated fiberglass that I've got for my greenhouse with this, pretty strong clear plastic. Mine, I have trees all around, so I get the sun, you know, the protection from that. What people that are out in the full direct sun use is a filter fabric, you know, a darker filter fabric in addition to the clear plastic. You see what I mean? So they just cut down the light intensity, especially on the west side, and, you know, maybe, you know, from sunlight coming straight down, leave it open to the east to get the morning sun full spectrum, and then use the filter fabric inside the plastic, you know, for the hottest part of the day.
Okay.
I think that would be better than buying a plastic that's got some kind of tint to it, because I don't know what the tint does to the different light spectrum that the plants may need.
Okay. My other question is, since I was growing there before over the last several years, and I've had some issues with squash bugs, should I treat the ground? Should I pull up all of the wheat straw or just the coverings that I have from the newspaper and so forth and treat it with diluted peroxide or anything else for any kind of insects that might just kind of be hibernating in there, so that when I put the plastic on, they don't just like jump out and say, surprise, we're still here?
Well, the problem with that philosophy is that you're going to kill a bunch of beneficials if you put something strong enough to kill the pests. I would I would probably put organic amendments out and just a little cedar. If you can go to a nursery that may call around first and find somebody that has shredded cedar or cedar flakes, and use the flakes in your mulch and in, on the ground in the greenhouse. One, it just smells fantastic. It's something that Malcolm Beck taught me a long time ago. The best flooring you can have in a greenhouse is cedar flakes, and it definitely gives you some insect pest control. It smells good. It puts carbon into the air in the greenhouse, which is beneficial, and it would be a really good way to go. And then just have some Pure Grow Bug Stop and or whatever kind of organic insect control that you use around and handy if the problem pests pop up. Also, for the squash bugs and squash vine borers and stuff like that, human hair scattered around will definitely help. We get a lot of reports about how well it works.
Human hair.
Human hair. When you get a haircut or go to the barbershop or your salon or whatever you do, whatever it takes to get some human hair, just get some and put it out, and it definitely helps with insect problems. It'll help with deer problems too, but you probably won't have that issue in a greenhouse.
So don't worry about the diluted peroxide spraying that down.
It might do you some good. It's going to have more effect on disease control that might be trying to get started than insects.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Check with us again.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. It's Ann's turn in Waxahachie, Texas. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. I sure hope you can help me. I have a Sumar oak tree. It's probably 12 feet tall. I probably had it 3 years. This last summer, something appeared on the leaves that looks like a red pinto bean. It's raised. Okay. It's any idea what the heck that might be?
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. And that is that's a gall. Galls come in all shapes and sizes and colors and forms. If you go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and just do a search, put in the little search box up there, galls, G-A-L-L-S, galls, it'll take you to a website that'll show you not only a whole bunch of galls, but the exact one that you're talking about there. If you have a few of them here and there, that's cosmetic. There's nothing to worry about. If they're all over the place, all throughout your tree, that means your tree's in stress. And you need to apply the sick tree treatment, and the sick tree treatment is on my website under guides on the homepage. Guides, all in capital letters, G-U-I-D-E-S. Click on that. It'll take you to the sick tree treatment. Apply it, and it will take care of your gall infestation. I appreciate your call. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you today. David, thanks for the help, and we will see everybody next week. In the meantime, if you have a question, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.